Congresswoman Gwen Graham, Senators Marco Rubio, Bill Nelson, and others rallied to voice concerns about the Army Corps of Engineers' proposal. The Corps manages dam systems throughout the river basin. It extends 19,000 square miles across Georgia, Alabama, and Florida. The proposed recommendations would reflect regional growth and development, but Graham says the new plans wouldn't protect Apalachicola Bay.
It's time for the Army Corps to consider what is one of the most precious and important resources we have in Florida, and not only from an economic standpoint and from the oyster industry, but from a heritage standpoint.
Situated between the river basin and the Gulf of Mexico, the Apalachicola Bay is an ecologically diverse and sensitive area. Apalachicola riverkeeper Dan Tunsmeyer says it's the most diverse river system in North America. But the system is struggling due to increased salinity and decreased water flow.
1,300 plants, 40 reptiles, you know, different species. Those things become so stressed during a drought. In a natural drought, I mean, they're normal occurrences, but when we start lowering the flows lower than they've ever been, we can get to this sort of tipping point.
For decades, Florida and Georgia have fought over water rights. With Atlanta's booming metro area comes growing water needs and less water flowing downriver. Graham says that's where the system breaks down.
The failure of the natural flow of fresh water has increased the salinity in the bay, and that's that delicate mixture of salt and fresh water is what oysters need to grow.
Graham says the bay is a vital ecosystem and a point of pride for Floridians. She hopes the Corps will update plans to reflect the needs of those living downstream.
A solution that's in the best interest of the entire ecosystem, from Atlanta, flowing down through Georgia and Alabama into Florida and into the Gulf of Mexico. We all should be interested and consider the importance of having a healthy ecosystem.
The Corps will hold open houses throughout the region before finalizing the plan. The last open house will be held in East Point on November 5th. For WFSU News, I'm Kate Payne.